Hello, welcome to Star Wars Spelt Out. I'm your host, Josh Chapman, and today, oh, we're back, baby. Been away. We're back. It's been a while. And yeah, it was time to just get back, get chatting, just doing a general chat. So in order to do that, we just thought we'd bring in a man who hasn't been on for a little while. Usually is on quite a lot, but you know, hasn't been on for a while. Matt Mull, how's it going, buddy?
Giving the people what they want, some space and some time. How are you, friend?
I'm good. I think the last time we spoke was in person. Was that in person in Melbourne when you
it
were
was.
Down? We actually it hung was. Out for it's real life.
We did. We did Reelsy hangouts, and we did even did a cantina swap.
Yeah, I still think you got the better deal on that one. But anyway, we'll talk about, you know, there'll be talk of deals as this goes along, I think. So we don't need to split hairs on deals. But yeah, no, Matt was down from Sydney in Melbourne. So came to the pub, and friend of the show, Catherine and Andy, were there as well. So we had a nice little catch up, had a Palmer and a few drinks, and it was good.
Yeah, it was good to do real life hangouts and see the crew in Melbs.
Although it was funny because you'd never met Andy before, and you guys both got there before me and Catherine, and you're both sitting like by yourselves waiting for the people that like the glue to come in to get you to mingle, and it didn't occur to me that you guys had never actually met before.
Yeah, well, we chatted a few times and sent a few reels and memes and stuff, but I did see him as you rocked up, and I didn't feel confident going up and saying, "Are you Andy Campbell?" Because anyway.
Yeah. Be like you're back at Celebration again. Can I go on?
I just left it.
Are you so and so?
Are you someone?
Did you do much of that at Celebration? Just cold walking up to people, or was it all just sort of people you kind of already sort of knew? I suppose, especially Anaheim, not many people knew you.
Sort of. Like, I mean, that's the thing. Like, it was quite funny. You know Brent Mason?
No, I don't think I know Brent. No.
Oh, he was just heavy on the Twitter. Anyway, I met him at the fountain, and I just met this Australian guy, and he goes, "Hi, my name's Brent." And I go, "Mason?" He's like, "Yeah." I'm like, "Whoa, don't know how I pulled that out of Twitter." and I was like, "We've tweeted." He's like, "Yeah, I know." I'm like, "Oh, cool. Nice to meet you." That was pretty random, but
at least that was like you both had, you know, your normal names. It wasn't like you've gone, "Are you like Hot Vader 69 on Twitter or something?" You know, like at least it was a little bit easier to gauge off a proper name.
I know. I had a great time at Celebration. I did my thing.
Yeah, sort of
hyperactively, you know, "Oh, who's that guy? Yeah, you might want to avoid that guy." So
I did a bit, I think Chicago. Well, we sort of had the crew in Chicago, but I mean, I know at least, because I gave a couple of beanies away, like Molly and Alex, Star Wars Explained was probably one where I was like, they didn't know me. I think they barely even, like, they didn't know me. They didn't know the podcast, I don't think. And they were constantly swamped wherever they went. And I just sort of was like, all right, they look like they've got people around them, but I'll just go up to them anyway. And I'll give them a beanie and just, you know, say, "This is for you," blah, blah, blah. And of course, they were very sweet and very nice. And then of course, subsequent, you know, Celebration's actually hung out a little bit, and you know, they've been on the podcast and so, but that was one where I'm just like, oh, I'm really gonna have to just go up and be like, "Hi, how's it going?"
You're forgetting, Joshua, that Mark Hamill tweeted our podcast, you know, a few months prior to Celebration, so we were semi kind of not really a big thing for a split second. We were kind of important, not really, but that was pretty I got so much feedback that day. Good, bad, positive. My wife was like, "Who is messaging you?" I'm like, a lot of people, actually. All of them not women.
Nothing like a little bit of notoriety, you know how it is. Celebration Japan tickets go on sale next week.
2 weeks?
Next week. Next Friday?
Isn't it May the 2nd or something?
Is it May the 2nd? So that's... No, it's following Friday, isn't it? Because it's Anzac Day next week. So it's the week after, isn't it? Yep. And it's like a 9 a.m. Friday morning thing here. It's just going to be able to just sit down at my desk like on a normal work day, log into my computer, just put it on, watch the little Running Man go. It's going to be no 2 a.m. getting up. It's going to be lovely.
I think it's ridiculous that Jedi Master people get to log in again early and get stuff again.
Like, it's like a little elite club now, isn't it?
Like I know. It's just like, I'm sorry, but you've had the privilege before. Shouldn't that be it? Like, oh no, just the party continues.
I know.
And so,
except if you were in it, you'd be quite happy about, you know. if you'd been Jedi Master last year, like, well, I'm just going to roll in and get my Jedi Master points again.
I'd be like, Jedi Master Mole. Yeah. On Thursday, how's it going, peasants?
Yeah.
How's it going in the line, you rebel scum? No, true.
That'd be wasted on you, though. Jedi Master Pass is wasted on you. That's half the hunt. That's half the game is game in the system. If you had a Jedi Master page, you wouldn't know what to do with yourself. You're just like, oh look, I guess I'm here early, just sitting here. Like, what fun is this?
I feel like I received all of the perks of the Jedi Master Pass with the added adrenaline of earning it and sneaking it.
But I know that you'd be like, but even like you paid a little bit extra in places to get access to things and, you know, to get, you know, I think that you still came ahead of the Jedi Master Pass, like way ahead.
I still got the merch. I still got into the exhibit. I got into all the panels and I think I came out on top.
Yeah.
And I snuck in.
You could do your own short course.
You know, and I came out with enough stories to make it on at least 5 podcasts.
You could do like your little masterclass, you know, like a little paid part thing. It's just like Matt Mole hacks Star Wars Celebration. Although then you don't want everybody, you know, you go to Japan and it's just like there's 20 blokes like you who've all gone to your class trying to game the system. It's like, you know, when Liz Lemon learns the negotiation tactics from Jack Donaghy and he has to negotiate himself. You don't need that. You don't need more. We don't need more of you there.
I just worry that the Japanese are such an efficient and disciplined race that they're going to be under the likes of me. You know, I feel like I'm going to have to really step it up.
It'll be interesting because they're also very polite. So it'll be does the politeness, you know, and they indulge Westerners misbehaving to a degree a little bit more than their own people. But so it'll be this balance between, you know, the efficiency and all this sort of stuff, but the politeness and looking the other way of people who aren't following the rules. But maybe Celebration's like a micro, like its own little microcosm where it's just like, nah, doesn't matter where you're from. You can't go and break etiquette here just because you're a Westerner.
And I'm either going to have to like smash my way through like some sort of rice paper wall barrier and or some ballard and then or just, you know, find that that 2 meter gap in the Death Star wall.
I feel like it'll be that thing where like day one you probably go around with a complete impunity, but then by day two there's just like pictures of you every, you know, relay security are wise to you and there's just photos up on the wall, you know, of pictures of your face.
I'll be like Obi-Wan on Dayu, just like with all the bounty hunters.
Yeah, all of a sudden you're just, you know, you're walking around in a stormtrooper helmet the whole time because you've been made. You're just trying to avoid the Japanese security. We've both been to Japan. I've been to Japan. I think you believe you've been to Japan.
I have. So I could probably
kind of know the lay of the land a little bit.
Talk my way out of a ticket if I need to, or probably make things worse, most likely. Probably the latter.
Well, we'll see. Hopefully it'll all work out. But so it's getting quite close. It's getting real. I've had to rejoin the Facebook groups, although because I think I've mentioned on this podcast that my Facebook account was hacked and then subsequently shut down. So I had to start a new Facebook account, which is, you know, whatever. It's a pain in the neck for one, because you've got to tell people that it's really you when you're trying to become their friend again. And you lose all your history and everything like that. And if you go into groups, a lot of them won't let you post anything because you're suspicious. You're sus because you're new. So what a pain in the ass. But so a lot of the...
So how come you couldn't get it back?
It just locked. It was just like, this has been disabled permanently. There is no cause for review.
Why?
I don't know. Someone got in and then I think they started spamming the world and they just shut the whole thing down. And I was trying to like change my password and get back in. And it was just like, nah, this is too hard. You're gone. I'm like, oh my God. Actually, and another thing that's not related to this is that the podcast has switched hosting. So it does mean that some of the older episodes aren't available anymore.
No.
Some of the...
Tell me the frosty episodes are still golden.
Well, it's basically everything from about 100 back, I think. I don't know whether it was a migration thing or whatever it is, but I...
What?
Yeah, I know. It's annoying, but it's... But I've got them all. So if anybody wants a copy, I'll just send them a copy. I'm trying to work out whether I can put the other ones on. I might put them back up into the feed and just go classic episode one or something to get them back up, or just create another account and put them, you know, Star Wars Spelt Out Classic or something. I don't know.
Don't tell me that the Darren Hayes episode.
Yeah, Darren's episode is off at the moment, which is really a bummer. So what was that noise? Is that thunder?
That was thunder, yes.
I can hear that. People at home, are you living in Dubai at the moment? Are you just about to get bucketed by the 100-year storm? Are you living in Camino?
I am. It's a Caminoan storm. So the Star Destroyer is about to hit.
So, yeah, currently the older episodes aren't around because I didn't even notice. I did the migration, thought everything's fine, and then I messaged a friend of the show, Rick Villanueva, about guesting in the next few weeks. And he was like, oh, for sure. He goes, I'm just going to listen back to what I did last time. He goes, oh, I can't. My episode's gone. I'm like, oh, all right. So annoying, but.
Where have you gone from?
I've just gone on to the Spotify free one because Podbean was just getting too expensive. And I'd already moved the Pepper one before and it was fine.
It's like $500 a year for Podbean and then Anchor's free.
Yeah, exactly. So I was like, although now they've screwed me because I've got all the old files. They're still there. It's just I've got to find a way to get them. And I can't. I was hoping maybe I could just upload the other ones that weren't there, but then all of a sudden that's a new episode.
They'll come as new episodes.
I know. So it's just completely. Anyway, I'll figure it out. You know, I can. I'm reasonably clever at these things. I'll figure it out. I'll find a way.
Should we brainstorm now how we're doing?
Now, how about we like spare the listeners that, and we'll go on to something different. But how's your Star Wars life going? You'll be back as a regular in a few weeks when we hit Acolyte again. So I'm assuming you're going to join the weekly Acolyte reviews, as is your way.
Ooh, interesting.
You didn't consider that?
I hadn't even thought about that.
Oh.
I hadn't even thought about that. I guess so. I could Acolyte it up.
Right. I just assumed that you'd want to do that again. I know Catherine's keen, and I hopefully we'll get Andy as well, and we'll bring the old crew back. Or is it just like no Thrawn? You're like, I don't know if I talk about it every week. There's no Thrawn.
Well, no, it's not that. It's just that... I don't know. It's just weird. Like, I don't know. This Bad Batch has been. I can see why you weren't as keen to. I'm not.
You're not feeling
enthralled.
It.
I'm not feeling it. I'm enjoying. I mean, I'm not on the tip of my toes to watch it. I mean, I don't know if I'm just in this massive lull at the moment, but the Star Wars juices aren't flowing.
Interesting. Well, I'm really glad I got you on at this point then. Maybe I can. Well, yeah, actually, now I can recharge your batteries. I can jumpstart you. Well, no, I just hadn't done the other animation stuff before, and I like it, but I wasn't sort of felt like it was appointment television. It was. I did Star Wars Underworld a few weeks ago. They asked me on to do a review of that, and that was really good fun. They tried to be arrogant. I think Catherine did it last week as well. Ben and Dom were nice enough to sort of invite me on, which was cool. It's always nice guessing other things. And but at the same time, I was going, yeah, I don't know whether I could be reviewing this every week, but I'm enjoying it. Although, I don't know, it feels like, I feel like it's going to end with a lot of unresolved things. Like, there's only like two or three episodes left. Like, it feels like, okay, we're going to save Omega again and maybe they'll blow up Mount Tantus and get people out of there. But then, is that enough? Is that a satisfied ending? Is everyone going to it feels like it's, I don't know, it feels like there should be bigger stuff going on as well at the same time. But I don't know.
Yeah, there's a lot to wrap up and, you know, I don't know. We'll see. I mean, it's good. It's not grippingly awesome, but I don't know.
I'm enjoying what they're doing. Like, I like the tone and all that sort of stuff, and I think it's really good, but it's sort of, I just thought it would have a bigger story. I kind of thought it would lead into a lot more bigger story about the Empire and the clones in general and stuff. I feel like it's getting a little insular. I'm kind of like, oh, Omega just left this place and then she's back here again. Anyway, we'll figure it out. Be fine.
How many episodes left? Is it three or four?
Oh, yeah, I think it's only like two or three. I mean, I don't know how long they are or anything like that, but I have to check actually. But it's nice, you know, it's good having Star Wars on, and then we get a couple of weeks and then we hit Acolyte. And we hit live action Star Wars. It's back, baby.
Live action Star Wars would be good. I mean, the trailer for the Acolyte Yeah,
you weren't sold. You were
no, no. There was a lot of stuff going on. I haven't.
Did you see the dodgy version at Celebration? Did you? Have you?
No, I didn't see it. And funnily enough, I watched the first. I only watched 90% of it on my phone, right? And I watched it at work. And then something. Then I got a phone call on my phone before the lightsaber bit at the end. So right. I was watching I was watching it and I'm like, oh, that's cool. And then I'm like, oh, hello, what's going on? And then I got busy and then the internet went and, shat itself. And I'm just like, well, that was just, and then I forgot. And then I was just like, well, what's everyone,
missed the money shot.
Cool stuff. Yeah. And I'm like, why is everyone, that was just a trailer. And then I went home, watched it again, and I was like, holy shit.
Like, oh. Now I get it. Now I've got to recant all those Phantom Menace tweets that I was writing on there. I have to take my Star Wars Theory t-shirt off now.
Just this, the bit of the end. Oh, that guy is such a twat.
He's the worst. I don't watch his videos. I've never watched them. I don't subscribe to any of those channels, and I only see the osmosis through when someone puts something up through the Twitter. But I'm just like, this dude sucks.
I saw him. Is he his tweet?
Have you ever seen? Was he at celebrations? Does he go to the celebrations and stuff?
No, he doesn't. There's
wild animals.
Corgi's thunder.
It's all happening at your house.
You can get him out in post later.
Yeah.
No, I don't think he goes. But he was saying that if all of those Jedis don't die in that end scene, then Disney are breaking Star Wars canon because Ki-Adi-Mundi said that the Sith have been extinct for millennia. So, like,
well, as I to quote King Tom, who was on here a few weeks ago, Ki-Adi-Mundi's an idiot and doesn't know what he's talking about. And I'll take King Tom over that bloke any day of the week. Who gives a crap? They dance around canon all the time, and unless something happens 3 seconds before someone says something, there's a bazillion opportunities to change and to flip and do stuff anyway. And who cares? Let's go along for the ride and enjoy it. It'd be such a bloody... There was something today about Daphne Keane was talking about how they want to try and top the lightsaber battles in The Phantom Menace. And he was like, why would you even talk about trying to do that? I told Nick Gillard that. And it's just like, well, great. What did he actually say what he said? He might be like, oh, cool. It's just like, oh, I told him that. It's like I'm dobbing, like, oh, you wouldn't believe what they did. How dare they disrespect you? It's just like, cool. Shoot for the stars, I say. And to be honest, best lightsaber battle is Empire Strikes Back. And I can barely swing a lightsaber in that because the context is better and it's more tense. So whatever. Who cares? Yeah. It's all about opinions. And that guy's opinion sucks. And of course, you'll never hear this because we're two small potatoes. True. Imagine that. Imagine if we got in some sort of like mad beef, like this tiny little no-name Star Wars podcast that Belly Boy listens to against some bloke with a million subscribers. They're like, why is this dude going to war with this guy? Like, who cares? But I'll bet you tell you one thing. If we did, you and me could walk down Star Wars Celebration floor and we'd get more pats on the back and handshakes than that bloke ever would.
He's actually done that before. He's got some like nerd council that he does. And he had some guy, some little kid that was part of the Kessel Run transmission kids, come on his show and then disrespected him and then beat down on him on the show and then absolutely destroyed him on there. And it was just ridiculous. It was poor little this little kid, Levi. And, oh, God, it was just like, oh,
man. It's just like, dude, I appreciate you probably wore your fandom on your sleeve growing up and might have got some stick for it, but that should teach you anything more about the pains of what that can do to people. Like, seriously, we've all had to take some crap for our nerddom in times, but God, embrace it. Anyway,
the less said
about that guy, the better. I can't believe we even gave it airtime. People don't want to hear that. People want to hear for the yucks.
Let's talk about Mike Zero. Come on, let's talk about cool people.
I don't even watch any of these. The only YouTubes, I watch Star Wars Underworld, I watch Steel. Imperial said it, do something, I'll do something. Blue Bant, The Milk Guys, and Molly and Alex, and that's like it. And that's just
Let's send some positive, warm wishes to our man, Kevin Garbutt. His team is almost facing relegation. He's... I believe he's on the mend.
Oh, yeah, and his bloody appendix burst or something, was it?
Gallbladder. Gallbladder's infected.
Oh, man. So, someone who's had kidney stones before, and I know it's not exactly the same thing, but, man, it ain't no fun. So, Kev, big kisses, mate. I know your fiance is a bit bummed that she didn't get to see you, but we'll hopefully, you know, you'll stay up and you'll get better. Just like a little shout-out radio. It's very getting very inside baseball here. I was just going to say that, you know, as far as the YouTube thing, like, I don't even watch my own YouTube channel, and I've had to put all those videos up of all the Kenner toy things that I've been acquiring over the last few months that you've been enabling me for.
Enabling? You are like, you're like me on the reels, but just with your own content.
Well, it's done. Like, it's you know, there's a bit of context. I've already mentioned this. I've done the Kenner run the last few months, and
what's the final tally? What was the total cost?
Give us
a number, you coward.
No, I'm not going to say it. I'm not going to say it. That's, I think that's, you know.
Oh, that's
people don't want to know the number, but it was a bit, but it wasn't crazy, to be honest. And it was probably less than I thought from the jump. But I got the Millennium Falcon the other day, which is bloody humongous. The box is ridiculously huge, and even the toy itself is huge. But it's sitting over there. I was going to send you a photo because I put my spare General Lando. He's just standing in front of it now.
Oh, you are such a jerk! Come on,
you can steal your. He's still yours if you want to buy him. He's sitting there.
Why are you buying things even you already got them?
Because I didn't have the cape, and it's too expensive to get the cape. So anyway, of context.
I thought you don't care about those things. Oh, no,
well, I didn't.
I don't need the pews. Oh, well, I needed the shiny.
You can't
boots.
Have a Lando without his cape. And a little bit of context here. Matt and I are both on the same vintage. Sellers buyers thing, and actually we'll go back a little bit. A few weeks back there was a Imperial Gunner that a guy was selling for a very good price, and we both needed one, and I'd actually messaged the guy first, and in my, which, fair enough, I got distracted because I put my kids in the pool and I didn't close the deal, and I just sort of said, oh look, I'll get back to you, I've got to do one or two other things.
No, you also sent me the link.
Yeah,
saying, look at this.
No, you saw it because I commented.
Oh,
that's, I right. Didn't send you the link. You saw that I was engaging with him.
That's right. I gazumped you.
And then Matt gazumped me. And to be fair enough, I did step away to have a swim thinking I'd close the deal when I got out. And then I got a message from him going, hey, sorry, it's been sold. I think your mate just bought it. And I went, I'm pretty sure I know who that is. And then Matt Moll had messaged the guy and said, hey, if that dude doesn't take it, I'll take it. And then you had a little bit of trouble. The karma came.
The karma bus came home to roost. So I received it a couple of days later. I was very, very excited. I opened it up and it's some friggin' stinky 8080 driver. And I'm like, what? And I just sent him a photo. What the fuck is this? And he's like, he just hit me question marks. I'm like, mate, where's my gunner? And he's like, oh, sorry. You're not Mark. I go, I know. He's like, oh, well, your gun is in WA. I'm like,
it's gone to work in the mines.
I'm like, well,
great quality of life out there.
He's like, I sent you the AT-80 driver for Mark, and I sent him your gunner. And I'm like,
why?
Great. Why would you do that? And he's like, I mucked up. I'm like,
yeah,
okay.
Bro.
And then he's like, here, I'll send you $10. You send him the AT-80 driver and he'll send you the gunner.
Hopefully.
And so I was like, okay. Has he confirmed he's got it? Has he confirmed he'll send? He's like, yeah, he will. I'm like, okay. I'm like, I feel like I'm being Ponzi schemed here. So I went to the post office, I sent it. He gave me $5 for an extra, a new box. I just use the old box. So I'm
you're at $5.
Yes.
You really just doubt a few more weeks.
I almost kept the Empire Strikes Back. You know,
a little stand just as.
But I figured that would be that was encroaching on stealing.
That was a little bit petty.
So,
meanwhile, while this is going on, I found the same figure in the same condition on eBay for the same price, and mine turned up
with a $10 discount.
With a $10 discount for eBay Plus, which I got for like $5, you know, at the start of the year, which turned up before yours did. So I actually got it for less before you did, after you gazumped me for the same figure.
Mine came with the gun.
Oh, did yours come with a blaster, did it? No.
No, that would have made me feel much better, but no, it didn't.
No, it didn't.
But I for a split second, I did enjoy gazumping you and saying, yeah. I was just a bit excellent.
Yeah, and then the karma police came.
But then, because I said to him, I was like, what's her name? The chick from the Game of Thrones. I was like, I want you to tell Josh. I want him to know it was me.
Yeah, he made a real point to say that it was your mate that got it. And then a few weeks ago, yeah, a guy on the same group was selling a General Lando very cheaply for what it is with his cape and the card back. And I just happened to be pretty much just on my phone the moment it came up. So I claimed it because even though I've got one, because I wanted one with the cape.
Trawling the June Sea.
So I've got the General Lando, and I've upgraded my Warwick as well because I got one with the hood. So I'm going to sell the two of those soon.
I saw you bought the Warwick off Scott.
Yeah. Well, I got a few accessories from him too. So I've actually got capes for, I got a cape for Prune Face, and I got a cape for Bespin Layer, and one or two other ones, a couple of Ewok hoods. So my original low gray from back in the day has got a hat again, which he hasn't had for about 40 years. My Vader's got a cloak again. He hasn't had a cloak since 1983, whenever it was.
He's been a bit chilly.
Yeah, and Vader's like really weird because he looks so weird without a cape. He just looks so skinny. So he
looks like a skinny little man.
Yeah, so a few of them have got little cloaks now, so they're just starting to look a little bit nice. And I've got all the shelving, and I've got the lights up, and it's looking really good. I'm really chuffed with how it's going. So now it's just a matter of getting one or two things. Like Blue Snag is the do you go there? That's basically the question. Do you have a Blue Snag?
No. I have a Red Snag.
Yeah, I've got a Red Snag. Do you want that General Lando? I'll sell it to you. Not what I paid for it.
But I want the one with the cape.
Well, you can't have that one because that's mine.
I can't believe you wouldn't let me have that.
Seriously. Why wouldn't I? Why? The bloke who was just relishing and gazumping me 5 minutes ago.
Yeah, but I said, oh, he doesn't want it. I even said, trust me, I'm waiting to hear back from him. So that guy ain't coming back. Trust me, he's not coming back. He's dodgy. He's new on Facebook. Trust me.
I know. It did cross my mind. I'm even thinking, like, now if I try to sell those figures back on that group, it's just like, this is a new account that's been started this year. People are just like, who is this guy?
That guy is dodgy AF.
I've been trying to be a very good buyer and just buy and send the money over straight away and do it, you know, just so people don't. It's the wild, it can be the Wild West out there. You know how it is. But the collecting's been going all right. I've been pretty, it's just sort of winding down now.
It's good fun. I mean, I love the thrill of the chase and the fun and, you know, the hunting down. Actually, I found a $20 Iron Man statue I'm going to buy for my son in Lane Cove just around the corner.
Oh, nice.
Actually, a funny story. I was on the marketplace trawling for toys, and I found one. Turned out to be my neighbor across the road.
And so I just broke into his house because I could find out when he wasn't home.
Well, it's a neighbor I hadn't met yet, and it was the mum selling the kids' toys, and she was selling Cassian's U-wing,
mm-hmm.
and a TIE fighter from Rogue One. Anyway, she goes, oh yeah. It was gone from like $100 down to $50 down to $20, and I've been watching it, and I was like, "Oh, $20 for those two? Jesus, that's a bargain."
Yeah, I'll just mosey across the road and I'll grab that.
Well, I didn't know where they were anyway. I said, "Oh, you're literally across the road," and then she's like, "Oh, you're Matt Mole. Our neighbors have said we need to catch up. We know your son. Heard about your son. This is obviously for your son Santiago," and I was like.
Obviously.
Sure. Obviously. So she's like, she just gave him to
us. Oh, no. Sure. Then you got the deal. They got the giveaway deal because of the son. Yeah.
She's like, oh, if they're you should totally have them for free. My kids are just not playing with them anymore. And I was like,
you weren't wearing a Star Wars t-shirt or anything at the time.
I rocked up there with my son
just a double.
Just.
Well, I have it to like, prop. If I go to like Campbell Isle Market and stuff here. Which is quite good sometimes for toys. I just don't wear anything that has Star Wars on it because it's like if a seller sees you with a Star Wars t-shirt on and you're looking at their Star Wars stuff, like this clown will spend more. I actually just got I got something that wasn't related. It's in the visual medium, but I just got this in the mail from a seller. It's, can you Can you see that? Oop.
Mad Magazine.
Ooh, it's a from 19. It's the 1979 Mad Star Wars Mad Magazine edition. And I've got, which I've never had because I had years ago. I got the Empire Strikes Back and the Return of the Jedi one, and another Star Wars one, but it was like a Star Wars and musical. It was a little bit when they did after a few months after the movie came out, and I've had those three forever. And I found them in a box, so I've framed them and put them up on my wall. But I didn't have the OG Star Wars one, and I was at Camberwell Market, and a guy had it, but he wanted like $40, $50 for it or something. I'm like, ugh. And this person was selling it for $20, so I got it. And I'll put it up on the wall. It looked very nice, but I've got to read it yet. I haven't even read it.
Very cool, very cool. Now I love a good find, but my cabinet's looking pretty full, so I need to either make space or new cabinets or something. But I'm pretty content with how things are. Like,
we just put attic space in our house, so we've put in a attic storage cavity in our roof because we've just got no storage space in our house. So I actually, when I knew that I was putting all the Kenner figures and stuff in, I went and reassessed the shelf, and I basically took about three boxes of Black Series figures and put them up in the roof. I was kind of going, maybe I should sell these, they can just go up in the roof. One day there might be a home for them. But yeah, pretty much all the red box ones have all gone up now, except for anything that was a gift or a exclusive or something special that was given.
Like a good display though. I love a display. It's good.
Yeah, it's looking good. The display is looking good at the moment. So the Falcon looks very nice there, and yeah, it's coming along nicely. So yeah, that's been the collecting. Give me your toys. Give me all your toys. So now I've just got to resist, doing the upgrades and getting the variants. There's no way I'm getting into variants. That's a fool's errand. I want the Hong Kong one, and I want the Taiwan Luke, and all that kind of.
And the Boba Fett with the rocket, $150,000 one.
Well, that Facebook post I sent you on Marketplace, that was somebody was selling about 10 Star Wars figures for $20 in Melbourne. Three of them didn't have heads and whatever like that, and I was too slow because there was a brown hair farm boy Luke, which is a very rare variant in there, and somebody else got it, and I was like, God damn it.
You're addicted.
That always happens.
You are so addicted.
Nah, I can quit anytime I want, mate.
Sure.
So yeah, that's about where it's at, really. So what else has been going on? Are you you getting down for Star Wars Outlaws? You've got a PlayStation, don't you? You've got a PlayStation or an Xbox? Or?
I've got a PlayStation. I'm not a gamer. My brother gave me, I don't even know, Squadrons or whatever it was. I played about half an hour and I got bored. Yeah, I'm not much of a gamer. I've never even played Jedi Fallen Order or Survivor.
You're in a little like manhole downstairs. I thought you'd have your little gaming setup, and
I've got a surround sound. I've got the setup, but I've got a child.
Yeah. No, I get that. It's
so mate, I only found out recently that my subwoofer didn't work. I didn't even know when we replaced the TV and everything. He said, "Oh, this doesn't work," and so we only just got it fixed. And
all of a sudden, it was 2 years.
Yeah, for 2 years we've been living without bass because we never turn the TV above a certain, decibel.
Yeah.
But so when he's away now at daycare, my wife's on working from the office, and I'm watching it like an Acolyte trailer. I go full ball now, and the house shakes. I love it.
Nice. Yeah, we've got a soundbar on our telly, and because my daughter's room backs on off the same wall. Like her bunk is basically on the other side of the wall. So, the TV is always quite low. So anytime everybody's away, a few weeks ago, all the kids were down at the beach with their grandparents, and Kat was out. So I was just at home. So I was just like, put something on, crank the sound bar right up and have some mega sound. It's nice.
No, it's good fun.
The way it should be.
The game looks pretty cool.
Yeah.
When is it released? August
30th? August, yeah. It's I know. It's funny because I listen to High Potion, and Hawes, who has a lot more knowledge of video games, is these things. They never believe the dates. They probably won't come out for another year. Everything gets delayed, and then they've kind of committed on this date. So they wouldn't be putting all this prep and trailers and stuff out if they weren't 100% sure it's going to come out. So yeah, I guess day one. The thing is about games is you can probably wait 2 weeks and get it quite cheaper if you just wait like a week or two for people to beat it and then just buy it second hand. So all depending on how busy I am at that point running it August 30, that's footy finals week. So that means we're running into September. So it will mean there'll be, you know, it'll be busy.
Busy time. What, you think Essendon's
going to be? Maybe not for Essendon, but, you know, we've got Melbourne supporters in the house, so they'll be busy anyway.
I mean, I'm flying to Italy September 30, so September 20. I think I'm flying out the day before the grand final. So that's how confident of not being in the grand final.
Since Hawthorn haven't won a game yet, so I think you might be okay.
I think we'll be safe. But
we've alienated.
I am excited for Tales of the Empire.
This is your bag, isn't it? More Thrawn,
and it's not just because Thrawn's in it. He also looks a bit weird in it, don't you think? He looks a bit.
So is that the first time Thrawn's been in Clone Wars style animation? Because he was in Rebels, he wasn't in Clone Wars though. Because the animation styles are different, even the design. So I guess they put him in that Clone Wars visual language
motif. Yeah, because he looks like Lemlock a bit. Like,
I'm reading the Thrawn. Is it Thrawn Alliance's comic at the moment? Which is the one where it's like Thrawn and Anakin are hanging out, and then Thrawn and Vader are hanging out in like sort of parallel stories.
Yeah, that's good.
Have you read that book?
Briefly.
Briefly? What does that mean?
I've listened to about 3/4 of it, but I've gone back and forth on it so many times because I fall asleep. I listen to it before bed, and then I'm like, where the fuck was I before I fell asleep? So I start again, and then I'm in this never-ending cycle of never finishing and never remembering. And I'm like, oh, maybe I was here. And then it's not a good way to listen to a book.
Does it do the voice? Is it just like, yeah, Anakin?
He does. He's like, yes, I am Mithron Naruto. He does all of it. And then, I am Vader. And he does the emperor. He does everything.
Right. I am the emperor. Yeah.
And he even does Padme too. He's like, Anakin, please come with me. Yeah, he does it all.
Like, ooh, falling asleep here. I've woken up again.
And then I'm just like, yeah. So like, he's like a Dee Bradley Baker, but not as good.
Yeah, I mean, I just watch cooking videos before I go to sleep, basically. That's like my go-to.
Cook. I just listen to, various podcasts. And then,
I had somebody say that somebody sent a message to the Pepper podcast that they listen to, that their kids listen to it to go to sleep, but we've been on hiatus for a while, so these kids have probably moved on to the Bluey podcast. I was probably listening to Struthers instead, going to sleep. Just, you know,
I think I listened to your podcast once and fell asleep, and I woke up and Frosty was singing on the guitar, and it was really disturbing. And
Matt's got a beautiful singing voice, though.
I know that, but I just woke up and I had no idea
where I was,
what I was listening to, or how I got
there. It's lucky you didn't do that while we were at Anaheim and you were living in the same house. So you fell asleep to my voice, and you woke up and you're like, oh, he's still in the house. Like, I saw him before I went to bed, and I've gotten up and he's here. Like, did he just come into my room and talk while I was trying to go to sleep?
And the worst thing is, if I fall asleep during a podcast, I don't feel compelled to listen to it again.
Or just like pick up where you left off.
No, my mind's like in like, because I see played and it's like, do you want to listen to it again? I'm like, no. And I'm like, well, I didn't listen to, I hate that when I either have to force myself to, or I just can't. I just can't go back.
We're probably putting people asleep right now listening to this conversation, but get to the Star Wars talk, you people. God.
How good are the moles' nuances?
Oh, look, Star Wars Outlaws looks cool. You know, it's supposed to be big open world. The trailer looks cool. Characters look cool. She's cool. It looks like it's going to be a bit of a time sucker. These open world games always seem to be quite massive, especially if there's sort of alternate paths and things that you can do, so it'll keep us busy for a while, but I'll be ready for a new AAA game by then. I only get a couple of new games a year, so more Star Wars the better. I'll probably wait a day or two to make sure it's good, and if it's not good, I might just wait a little bit and get it for cheap later. But if it's sort of out of the gate, people are loving it. I still can't. Have you seen the trailer? Have you watched the trailer for it? Are you kind of like, whatevs?
Yeah, no. I just watched it now. It looks, the gameplay looks cool.
Here's a question for you.
In it.
I was going to say Jabba. Have you ever seen an accurate Jabba ever in any other outside of Return of the Jedi? Never. They've never been able to make Jabba look like he does in Return of the Jedi in anything I've ever seen. Any video game, toys, other films. He never looks as good.
Yeah, because he was a puppet.
Well, I know, but like even the like you'd think it could just be the face, like you could just mimic. It just still doesn't quite. Like obviously that special edition Jabba, the first one was terrible, and even the second one isn't. You know, it's better, but it's not amazing. They're the only like official live action other live action Jabbas they've done. But even in games like this, he sort of does. He looks kind of like him. He's not perfect, but. I think the Black Series Jabba is not bad. It's not still not perfect, but
is it the one that Frosty carried around Adelaide for you?
Yeah, that he got it because Maya were doing a clear out of them. For some reason, Maya had like 100 Jabbas. It was like that that one off figure that they tried to has was it the Hyper Reels they tried? You know they tried to do like they tried to do their own version of a hot toy.
Oh yeah,
and they did the Hyper Reel and they only made Bespin Loop and it was like $300 or something. And for whatever reason, Maya, which is a big department store chain in Australia, bought hundreds of them. And they were just sitting on the shelves and nobody bought them. And eventually they just went down and down in price. And I think I got mine for like $40. They were just on clearance. They just, you know, they got them down to 150, no buyers, like 120, no buyers, $99, no buyers, $50. And they just went down and down to clear them. So I think they did the same thing with Black Series Jabba the Hutts. So, yeah, and they were only available in the Adelaide one, so I bought one and made Matt pick it up and post it to me. So that's why I can't get rid of it.
I've been meaning to ask, have you seen June 1 and June 2?
Yes, I have. I saw them both at the cinema.
And your thoughts?
I thought they were great. Yeah, very good. Extremely well-made films.
And surely as a huge Star Wars fan, you sort of seen the references and the likenesses.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. I mean, you know, he's taken a bunch of stuff from it. Although he's the best thing, you know, the best thing that George did for Star Wars, in my opinion, one of the best things, no references to Earth. Earth is not a thing. Like Dune is still in our world. Like it's the future from our Earth, right? Star Trek, the same. Battlestar Galactica, the same. Whole bunch of them. Star Wars reference to Earth, it would just completely kill the fantasy for me. You know what I mean? Like, I don't want them to one day go, oh, you know, if they'd gone to, like, even Ahsoka, if they'd gone to, like, the other galaxy and it was Earth, I might have had to wash my hands of Star Wars. I'm like, well, that's just killed the whole fantasy for me. I don't need that. But, yeah, obviously, it borrows tons of stuff from it. Like, you know, there's stuff like the Force, the being able to manipulate people with your mind, the desert, all those sort of things.
The Sarlacc, the Shai-Haluds,
yeah.
The Dune Sea,
yeah.
Spice. No, I mean, love it. I mean, I loved it. I mean, you know, I thought they're so
Spice
good.
Is pretty blatant though, isn't it? Like, he could have literally just called it anything else.
Well, I mean, I think what he's, I mean, the problem with Dune was that it was just so dense and complex and, you know, like the book has its own like dictionary and thing at the back where you've got to
like appendices and that sort of thing. Yeah,
you got to, it's so condensed and difficult. Like even the actors are struggling to go, oh, this is a bit much for me. Whereas George sort of made it a, you know, working story of, you know, very similar along the same arc, but you know, different, you know. But
yeah, well, he only nicked like four or five things from a thing that's got 100 different things in it. So.
But there's premises that are very, very similar. Chosen Ones, Forces. But, you know, I love it. I can't get enough. I went through a real June phase.
But I think that's about as good as it's going to get, though, because don't the books get all really wackadoo after this? Like, it's kind of... I think the next, because they're doing another movie, and I think that book's pretty good. But I think apparently, if you like... I had a look at some YouTube videos of like, this is where the story of June goes. And I'm just like, oh, man, this just gets... it's going to be too crazy to sort of, you know.
Well, yeah, apparently, like, here's some kid that turns into some Jabba the Hutt style creature called Leto the Second. And he looks like Jabba the Second. Leto,
does he look like, is he a more accurate depiction of Jabba than he's in the video games?
His Black Series is pretty good, but his Clone Wars is not very good, so.
Yeah, so I don't know whether you can build a. a long running franchise thing off the back of it. Maybe you can. I don't know.
I don't know. Who knows?
But I'll go. I really enjoy. You know, he's an amazingly talented filmmaker, and they're very well made, well acted, good action. The Dune 2, I've only watched it once. I think it's on digital now. I don't think Kat's watched them, so maybe we'll do a screening. We just started Fallout, so we're in that at the moment, which is good. So there's a recommendation for you. You know, get that out, get that done before Acolyte starts.
I think I will. I will.
Are you going to savor Acolyte? Are you going to do like a, are you going to special, you know, evening watching sort of thing? You're going to watch on your phone at lunchtime, sort of Ahsoka style, while you're driving to pick your son up or whatever on your phone or whatever you were doing.
Well, the problem with your podcast is that, not your problem, but you demand an 8:30 podcast time, which doesn't give a lot of leeway between between talking about it and watching it. Like, I'm squeezing it in between bedtime and I don't know.
Our kids are always in bed at 7 when we had little kids. So, you know, I just go off
the
that.
Good thing is my wife is actually asking me to be more proactive with the bedtimes and not wait. So
yeah, you just roll in, you hit dinner, you roll into a bath, you roll into jammies.
Yeah, yeah. It's routine,
mate.
Much intermissions.
Yeah.
No, well, we have that, but like,
gonna run a tight ship.
She's the procrastinator. She's like, oh, I haven't seen him much. Let's play with him a bit. And I'm like, this is a fool's errand. Trust me. Like, and then she's like, well, she wonders why he's like, you know, difficult at like 8 o'clock at night. Anyway.
No, that was all. We had the most boring routine with our kids when they were little, and now they still like my youngest who's at school still goes to bed not long after 7. She's like, yep, I'm ready for bed. Right on. It's time for we go to bed and I can watch AFL 360. So things are looking good.
Isn't AFL 360 at 6:30?
Yeah, but it's, you know, it's on streaming. I can just start it and then skip the ads. It's great. I don't have to sit through the ads anymore. Yeah, there's a local reference for you. One of, you know, Matt's mates. You know,
I helped him out.
Yeah, there you go. We won't put that on the podcast.
Did you see Tony Gilroy's comments about Andor?
Do you say something like it was the best thing he ever did or something along those lines or...
Something along those lines. He's saying some of the most important stuff he's ever done.
And he said, I think I saw that, like he said it was the best like 24 hours of storytelling that he's ever done. And I'm going, how does that math work out? Is that correct? How many episodes of Andor were there? I can't believe we're talking Andor without Catherine. She's screaming at a thing right now going, there were this many episodes and they were this long, you imbeciles.
I've been on Andor for 5 years now. We're finishing the second half. I've had a lot of fun over the years, but I don't know whether I've ever done anything as important as these 24 hours of storytelling that we're doing now.
Ooh. But it says 24 hours. Does it mean 24 hours now, as in we're working on 24 hours of storytelling now? Does it mean every episode's like 2 hours long? There's 12 episodes of 2 hours?
Maybe...
Imagine if every episode was like two. It was like a movie long. It was like that, last series of Stranger Things.
What if 5 episodes are half a day?
Well, you'd never see Catherine again. No, that doesn't work.
Like 5 40-minute episodes is only one.
Oh, as in one day of like day in the life.
One day of Andor.
I thought that the second series was like covering 3 years or something though.
I don't know.
Oh my god! I can't believe we're talking and all this details, and Catherine isn't here. Hello, Catherine. I know you're listening, mate. We're gonna get messages. Maybe we'll get you on next week, and you can tell us. But yeah, look, the more the merrier. I would say, hey, if they came out and they said there's 24 hours of Andor coming, and it's 12 2-hour episodes.
Oh, these 24 hours. So how many episodes will there be?
Well, this is what I'm wondering. How many episodes were in the last series and how long did they run for?
Maybe it is super long.
This is what I mean.
What, is it?
Like, why not? Because it was supposed to be 5 series originally. So maybe they're going, hey, we're doing 2, but this second series, now we know we've got a hit. We've got a little bit more leeway to just make this as long as it needs to be.
You know, my dad has never watched Star Wars ever, and then he got COVID, and I convinced him to watch Andor, and I was getting all the texts like, I can't swim, no way out.
All right, and I then, thought he was just texting you, like, I just can't swim. You're like, well, it's good to know, I suppose.
And then, like, he literally, and then he texted me the last line, and I was like, what do you think? He's like, pretty good. I was like, you know what? He's like, you watch it again? He's like, if I get COVID again, I'll give it a go.
If I get COVID again. What an interesting way to jump in.
Well, I know. I just said it's Star Wars, but it's not Star Wars. Trust me. He needed. We had a lot of downtime.
Yeah.
This was, you know, back in.
I was trying to get my parents to watch it a few times, and they were, you know, I wouldn't say they're Star Wars fans, but they saw the original movies at the cinema, you know, because they were 70s kids, and. I think they went and saw Force Awakens, and they certainly grew up with me and my brother and the family, so they knew enough about Star Wars. But I don't think they've watched any of the new shows. But I was trying to sell Andor just as like as a thriller. You know, you can just watch it as a thriller. It's just like a, you know, it's quality television. But my mum's watching Succession at the moment, so, and my dad hates it. So maybe they need a new show. He just can't stand the people in it. And my mum thinks it's pretty good. So, yeah. Andor talk. There you go. Very strange to have it without Catherine. So, yep, Acolyte's coming, and then Tales of we circle back on Tales of the Empire. What else do you want to see in Tales of the Empire?
I'm excited for the Barriss Offee storyline. You know, it's been brewing for years. I wonder if
she's the one who sold out Ahsoka, wasn't it? Like Ahsoka got set up by her, and she was the one doing all the dodgy stuff.
She framed Ahsoka. She was the one who fought Anakin. Anakin defeated her, and she was taken away. And you know, there's always been that sort of lingering. How did Luminara Unduli, you know, get locked up in that prison as that sort of that ghost style creature in Rebels? Like, remember they had her DNA, set up as a beacon to lure Jedi into that prison. So
vaguely, yes.
Yeah, so they might feel I have a feeling that part of her final test will be killing her master, because they have that's how they trapped her. Mm-hmm. So she might have to fight her master, and we might see Barriss versus Luminara. Oh, all this kind of wiki wad shit that only, you know, really, you know,
getting in the weeds here, nerds, aren't we?
Big nerds think about and never going to get, but you might actually get it now. So,
yeah.
I'm excited. It's going to be a big week. You know, you can have your celebration ticket lined up, and then 2 days later, bang, Tales of the Empire. You could, you know, guzzle it all up within 2 hours.
Apparently there's some sort of Star Wars May the 4th event in Sydney.
Oh, yeah, I saw something along those lines. I keep entering the free Westfield tickets to Jakku or...
Oh, to Galaxy's Disneyland. Edge.
Galaxy's Edge. I've entered about 30 times.
You're going back for redemption, are you? You're hoping that Hayden Christensen will be there again.
I am still so dirty about that. I can't believe you denied me.
I see. I should be thanked by all the parties involved. But anyway... No. Well, now you know. Now he's a bigger star again. So he's probably.
I know. Now he's going to have an entourage around. Now he can't walk around Disneyland anymore.
No,
he's the chosen one.
Well, you know, maybe I don't know. I feel like he'd still. I mean, I still maintain he was doing some sort of Make-A-Wish thing. So I think that will change. But who knows? He might be maybe running to him in Celebration Japan. He might be there. I'll be curious to see what the guests are like. And so many unknowns about Celebration Japan. It's just like, how much is going to be in Japanese? How much is going to be English? What are the guests going to be like? You know, what are the stalls going to be like? Do they have vintage toys in Japan? Did all that stuff make it over there?
Will Mole's wife let him go?
Yeah. I think you said you were trying to cut some kind of deal. Didn't she want to go see some band in America or something?
Yeah. I've got to do my best not to piss her off in the next 2 weeks.
Oh, 2 weeks. What? So you can't buy a ticket?
You can. I'll buy.
So you'll buy a ticket. You basically
I'll
just got to
buy
wait.
A ticket.
I think you've just got to do that. You've just got to time your run till you're on that plane. You know. And the thing is, it's Japan. It's the same time zone. Celebration's shorter as well, so you've got that. I mean, it's a long way to go for 3 days, but you know,
we'll see.
Bring the family.
We will see.
Yeah, I think I do appreciate that a lot of people can't make it to Japan and it's expensive and whatever else, but you've got no excuse. Your only excuse is to keep your wife happy. Everything else is, from Australia, you'll be fine. So we'll get a few of us over there. Well, it's been funny because the anniversary of Chicago was last week, so there was a lot of photos and stuff from Celebration Chicago online. So it was nice revisiting those memories.
I saw. Very nice.
Was that on your radar? Like, that was before we knew you, but was that something you followed just through your own fandom when that
came out? Oh, yeah. It was definitely something I saw and I always wanted to be a part of. My dream is always go to Celebration. I never thought I would because the whole middle of the night thing, and then I was like, I don't want to go by myself, and literally everything fell into place. Like, Matt's ticket, your Airbnb. I was like, oh my god, people that I know. So it was over. To think that you wouldn't go by yourself because it'd be just. And so it was just
Well, the crazy wonderful thing about that about the Chicago one was, and people were sharing photos, was just seeing photos of sort of the people there and people, and then just seeing people I didn't know then just in the background of, going, oh, there's a photo of King Tom. And, oh, look, there's someone like Sean Hoffman's just standing to the side. They're going, I didn't meet Sean until Anaheim, but he was at Chicago at some of the same events. And, there were just people who happened to be there that I didn't. I think Kim and Andrew Sterling was another one of people who've done a few celebrations and at Chicago didn't speak to them, but they were there in the wings, and it's probably the same for me. I'm probably just in the background of some other photo of people I didn't speak to, and it's kind of funny like that, just running in the same little circles, same little crews.
Very nice, mate. Very nice. Now, well, I'm going to do my best to make Japan.
Yeah,
I'm just worried if I've got kid number two out. Oh. I mean, Oh no. Is that official? No, it's not official. We're planning.
We're planning to have it. I'm doing some sit-ups. I'm doing my squats. I'm eating healthy.
No, we're planning it because we're going to Europe in October. That's when we want to try and get pregnant in Europe so that we can enjoy Europe. So that means it'll be late next year.
I'm going to conceive at Lake Como or something like that. You could go to something like that. You could go to where Anakin and Padme got married, and you can conceive your second child there.
Anakin spot. Yes, that's fine.
This is it. No, wait, hang on. Let me bring up the screenshot on my phone. All right, is anybody around?
such a deviant.
Does that work out maths wise? It does. That gives you enough time, doesn't it? Because even if it's 9 months, I mean, it depends on how rough the pregnancy, I suppose, is. I went to Anaheim. How old was Sloan? She was December the year before. So she was probably 4 or 5 months. And I went. But that was second child is usually easier. You've kind of gotten the thing. But it's different for everyone, Get in while you're still young. You could do all of that. But,
we'll see.
I've heard the analogy. It's like someone throws a brick through your window. It's already smashed. It doesn't really matter if you throw another one through there. It's, you've already been disrupted.
We'll see.
Try selling that analogy to your wife and see how she goes with that.
I'm not sure she's going to appreciate being called a smashed window. But
No. I mean the baby, not her. But anyway.
Okay.
Yeah, just like my friend from the Star Wars podcast said that it's like a smashed brick.
Can you not talk about me on your podcast, please?
Yeah, don't listen, please. Well, we're planning on taking the whole family. So I'm actually planning to buy a kid's ticket as well as a grown-up's ticket and then take one of the kids one of the days each potentially.
You might want to talk to Turbo.
Oh yeah, look, I know that. I know that. Like, it can test the patience of anybody, regardless. So we'll just have that option. We've just got the option. So the kids' tickets aren't that expensive anyway. So it'll just be good to have if they're over it. And it's only 3 days, but again, I think it'll be a little bit like, the costume. My oldest will be like, costumes are cool. This is fun. Staying in a line is not going to be an option. But Even if I get it, might get a couple of extra, panel passes. So maybe I'll get my man on the inside to flog him.
Oh god, I can just see you.
So, mate, we've hit the hour. It's been nice to just catch up and talk all things Star Wars and get one in the bank. But what's going on with the podcast, mate? What's going on with it?
Mate, ever since we moved to Anchor and it's free, look, we were going to do something.
The impetus has gone off a little bit because it's not costing anything.
It's not costing anything anymore.
You are still paying a third of the Zencaster subscription, though.
Didn't I pay that already?
No, I know. That's what I mean. Like, you've put money up.
I don't even know the login. give my money back.
Too late.
I told you.
no returns.
I told you I was losing out on that deal.
You could use as much as you like. No one is stopping you. You've just got to get your mates in order.
We're hopeless. Me and Dylan were going to do it. We'd do one recently. It was two men and a baby sandworm. We're going to talk about June, but then something happened. That's right. Sandy got sick that night. Something happened, and I know Dylan pulled out, and then the next night Sandy got really sick. And that was it for about a week and a half. And I said, that's why you don't pull out, because shit happens. And that's just been the story of our lives. Something happens, and then all of a sudden we're good to go. And then someone goes, oh, do you mind if we just delay a day? And then next thing you know, it's been a year.
these things happen.
But I'm also guesting all the time. Like, I'm getting my fix. I'm good. Yeah. I'm good.
That's true. Well, it's nice to have you on. We'll get you back in a few weeks, hopefully for Acolyte. If we can make it all happen, we'll get it. We'll do a pre, a lead-in episode.
Daylight savings. It'll be interesting to see what time it comes out. If it's going to be lunchtime or early.
Yeah, the word is. I mean, I someone told me it was going to be that, but I guess we'll find out. We'll hopefully do a preview episode in a few weeks, sort of the week before. I've got to think of a snappy name for the thing again, but I'll think about that. I'll workshop that. And
not just a snappy name. You've got to think of a snappy name and then
cover art as well.
Snappy cover.
I know,
as well.
With a bunch of actors that I don't know. But
T-shirt worthy.
Oh God, I don't know about that. I haven't done a T-shirt for a while. Every now and then, someone buys a thing. I still get a little thing going. Hey, you made $6 on TeePublic. Which I think basically all goes into Steel Wars Patreon, I think. So basically all my, because I think it's on the same PayPal. So I think mostly my TeePublic earnings go to eventually to Steel Wars. So there you go.
All roads lead to Steel.
Yeah, he's just taking a little cream off the top of everything. Thanks, mate. Always good to chat. I'll message me about that Lando before I sell it, if you want it, before I put it up. I'll give you a good deal, cost, and
I wouldn't buy that if it was the last Lando.
All right, well you'll see it on the groups pretty soon. Then, thanks everybody for listening again. If you're looking for older episodes, they're currently not there. But if you desperately want, for whatever reason, I don't know why, you would want one of the early ones. But if you do want it, you can't get it. Just message me directly, and I'll put it in Dropbox. I'll just send it to you if you want to listen until I work out what I'm going to do. And that's about it. Thanks, mate. Catch you later on.
Bye. We'll be right back.